Amen. I'd like to welcome you to our service, especially those of you that are listening by the way of the internet. Thank you for joining us. And we thank God for your presence, and we pray for you. And I want you to know that. And please pray for us as we endeavor to live for the Lord and honor Him. And I trust that you're doing the same right where you're at. And again, thank you. Thank you for joining us in this worship service. And if you'd like to find your place in Deuteronomy chapter 25, Deuteronomy chapter 25, and also Proverbs chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 25, and Proverbs chapter 20. And we're going to be in those two passages here for this message. And the title of the message is, What's in Your Bag? What is in your bag? I guess we can all say that we carry some baggage with us, and we carry things with us. And God's very concerned with what we're carrying in our life. And so here in Deuteronomy chapter 25, let's start reading in verse 13. Thou shalt not have in thy bag diverse weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thine house diverse measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For all that do such things and all that do unrighteously are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Three times in the Bible, you're going to find God referencing diverse weights. Over in Proverbs, if you would, turn to Proverbs. Keep your place here. We're going to be back. But Proverbs and chapter 20, and let's start reading in verse 10. Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. Scroll on down there to verse 23. It says, diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. With the help of the Lord, I would like to preach on the subject of what is in your bag. Here in America, there's a TV commercial that says, what's in your wallet? But God here in Deuteronomy chapter 25, He's letting His people know that there's certain things that ought not to be in their bag. There are certain things that they ought not to be carrying around. There are certain things that ought not to be in their house. And then He goes to tell them what should be in their bag and what should be in their house. In Proverbs there, we read that a false balance is not good. My wife carries a purse, and that purse sometimes feels heavy. She'll say, here, grab my purse for me or something and bring it over here to me. And I'll carry that purse to her, and it's very heavy. And sometimes she'll even say, oh, this purse is so heavy and it's hurting my shoulder. And she's always looking for ways not to carry that purse. It's just so heavy. There's things in there. You know, what you carry in your bag will affect you. It affects my wife when she's carrying that purse. But you know, what you carry in your life is going to affect you spiritually, emotionally, and physically. In all three verses here, we find the words diverse weights. And God is referring to a physical weight that is used to weigh things out. And then God also references diverse measures. You know, it's not good to use two type of measuring devices on a project. If you use the same ruler, then everything that you measure is going to be measured out the same. But if you use two different rulers, then there could be a discrepancy, even though they're going to read 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inches, all the way 12 inches, and then even longer there for some. But right here is the problem. One of them could be off. While you're measuring and you're cutting the pieces and you're using two different measuring devices, you may not notice the difference while you're cutting the pieces, because you're going to mark them at both of them, like let's say at 36 inches, you're going to mark both of them the same. Both devices have the same amount of numbers and the same amount of spacings. But once you put them into place, and once you put the two pieces that you've cut side by side and you look at them, then the difference will be evident. And the result will be detrimental to the success of the project. We are God's building. God has given us a perfect weight. He's given us a perfect measuring stick in our King James Bible. Any other version would be considered a false balance, a false weight, and a false measurement. And God says that a false balance is not good. If you try to govern and build your life with a false balance, then the result is going to be detrimental to your life. What's going to happen is you're going to think you're all right, but you're going to be off. It does make a difference what's in your bag and in your house when it comes to the Word of God. Why would you want to use a corrupt version that removes at least 15% of the Bible? Common sense will tell you that things will not add up. These are false balances and corrupt versions of the Bible. They're favorites to those who have embraced the contemporary Christian movement and all aspects of it. They claim that it's the same, but it cannot be the same because they don't measure the same. They don't carry the same weight. They are a false balance, and God says that it's not good. Matter of fact, He calls it an abomination. A false balance and a false weight, a false measure, will make you think that you're right. But in reality, you're off course. You're not measuring up to the truth. God says in Proverbs 20 and verse 10, diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. We're going to have a wild game supper on March the 4th here at our church, and we look forward to that. Evangelist Tim Green is going to be speaking for us, and whether you're a hunter or not, or a fisherman, you'll get this illustration. I don't know if you've ever sighted in a scope or dialed in a scope in order to go hunting. But you want that scope to be dialed in. You want to test it to make sure that it's in line, and that when you pull the trigger, that bullet's going to go exactly where that scope is pointing. I wouldn't want to hunt with something that's not been dialed in properly. Why is that? It's because you're going to miss the mark. You may have your scope dialed in perfectly straight there. And you've got your target right on the crosshairs, right where you want to aim. But if that scope is not dialed in properly, then you could wind up not shooting straight, but your bullet's going to go to the left or to the right. When it comes to the Word of God, why would you go through life missing the mark, looking through a faulty scope? God said in Deuteronomy, we have a perfect and a just weight and a just measure. In Psalms 19:7, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
You want the whole Word of God. You don't want a false balance. You don't want something that looks right, but it's off a few thousand words. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, it says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Put your trust in something that's going to stand forever, because everything else is an abomination to the Lord. The weights that are mentioned in these verses were used to buy and sell. They were used to trade with. They would use one weight. That both these weights looked identical. But they would use one of the weights to buy and another one to sell with. They looked identical, but one weighed less than the other. And God says that you shouldn't have any of those weights in your bag, in your own personal life, or in your house. The bag refers to our individual walk with the Lord. But then God also refers to the family unit when He mentions the house. Can I ask you, how's your walk with the Lord? Is it balanced? Is your walk, your personal walk with the Lord, the same on Sunday as it is on Monday through Saturday? Is your standards the same on Sunday as they are on Monday through Saturday? Do you use your mouth to praise the Lord on Sunday and glorify His name and sing unto Him, but then you talk like the world Monday through Saturday? The Bible says that a false balance is not good. In James chapter 3 and verse 10, he says, "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." God said in Deuteronomy, "Thou shalt not have diverse weights in your bag," and not to have diverse measures in your house. You can't be one way out of the house and another way in the house. It's not good. It brings forth confusion. You can't be one way at church and then another way at the house or on the job. In verse 15 of Deuteronomy 25, it says, "But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." If you want to live a successful Christian life as an individual and as a family unit, then you have to have but one weight and one measure to go by. Our theme verse for this year here at our church is Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10. It says, "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." To walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasings means that we have to like what God likes and we have to dislike what He doesn't like. If God says that having diverse weights and diverse measures is an abomination and a false balance is not good, then why do so many Christians not heed to this warning? In Deuteronomy, God promised Israel that their days would be lengthened in the land that the Lord their God would give them. God has not promised us, the New Testament church, that He would lengthen our days. Here's where we get the saying, "Everything in the Bible is not written to me, but it is written for me." We cannot take the blessings that are promised to Israel and try to apply them to the church, but we can make application. In James chapter 1 and verse 25 it says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." God does not promise me as a Christian in 2023 that He's going to lengthen my days, but He does say that He will bless my deeds. James is writing to those that have been scattered. They've been persecuted. They've been pushed out of their comfort zone and had to flee because of persecution. And he's trying to reassure them that if they'll walk worthy of the Lord and obey his word, that God will bless their deeds. Can I ask you, what's in your bag today? What's in your house? Do you have a perfect weight and a perfect measure when it comes to walking worthy of the Lord in accordance to that perfect law of liberty? Is there anything in your life that is off balance with the Lord? Can I ask you, what preoccupies your time during the day? We have numerous different people that are listening and those that are here in the service as well, and some have retired. They've worked and they've been able to retire. Others are still working. We have young people and a various type of people here. But what preoccupies your time during the day? If you work and you work 8 hours a day, and then you sleep for 8 hours, that leaves you with 8 hours of the day for you to do something else. Can I ask you, in those 8 hours that's left outside of the job and outside of sleeping, does God have His rightful place in those 8 hours? Do you allow God at least 10% of that time? That equals up to about 50 minutes. Does God get at least 50 minutes of your life a day? Maybe God has blessed your labors and God has blessed you with some good health that you can enjoy a retirement. And can I ask you, what are you doing with that retirement? Because if you're able to retire, it's because God brought you to that point. You didn't do it on your own. You didn't accomplish it on your own. But what are you doing with the 12 to 16 hours of awake time that you have? Does God have His rightful place? Is there a right balance there in your life? 10% of that time would be an hour and a half, right around an hour and a half a day. We see here that God is very interested in us having a right balance. And He's not happy when there's diverse weights and diverse measures and things that are out of balance in our life. Compare how much time you spend watching the TV, how much time you spend on the internet, how much time you spend on social media being a busybody, wanting to keep up with what everybody else is doing. There's scripture on that, by the way. I'll leave that for another message. How much time you spend on TikTok and gaming or hobbies that you might have, how much, compare that time with how much time you actually spend with God. I wonder if there's some diverse weights there and some diverse measures and a false balance that God's not happy with. Because everything that I mentioned here is not necessarily bad, but it can become an abomination to the Lord if it's off out of balance. Would God notice in your life that you have a false balance? I wonder if God was to start writing on the wall as He did at the feast that Belshazzar gave. And He started writing on the wall there, and only in something that you could understand. No one else in the building here could understand what God was writing on the wall with His finger. I wonder if He would write the same words that He wrote to Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5. You remember the story? Belshazzar had brought the vessels of the house of God into the banquet hall, and he used them to defile himself and to defile others. He used them to praise the gods of gold and silver and brass and iron and wood and stone, which you see not nor can hear. But he did not praise God, with who gave him his very breath. He didn't glorify Him. You know, as a child of God, we are vessels reserved for the Master's use. And we better be careful misusing our time, our talents, and our treasures that belong to the Lord. You see, Belshazzar was lifted up in pride. His life was all about himself, and he gave no glory to God. And God wrote on the wall, and this is what he said, "Thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting." God used a perfect and a just weight to measure Belshazzar, and he was found wanting. I wonder if God was to write on the wall with his finger, "Just for you." I wonder what would be written there. I wonder if God would find you and I wanting. Do you remember the story of the woman that was taken in adultery and how Jesus, when they brought her to Jesus, Jesus just stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he didn't even hear them? Have you ever wondered what he wrote? We know what he said, but God didn't tell us what he wrote. He said, "He that was without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her." I wonder when he had stooped down and he was writing in the ground, I wonder if he wrote somebody's name that was standing close by. And I wonder if beside his name he didn't write a sin that he was committing. When God wrote on the wall at Belshazzar's banquet there, he exposed Belshazzar's sin. Everybody that stood around this woman that was taken in adultery, when Jesus said those words, they left the scene. If God was putting you in the balance today, and he started writing on the wall, and he wrote your name there, I wonder if he would find you wanting in your life. I wonder what diverse weights and diverse measure would be found. I wonder what's out of balance in our lives. As we close, can I ask you this? What's in your bag? What are you carrying in your life that when put in the balance with that perfect word, that perfect weight, I wonder if it measure up? What's in your house? Does it measure up with the Word of God? Christian, are you right with God? Because God wants to bless your deeds. He wants to bless what you're doing for Him. He wants to bless your life for Him. Are you saved? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If not, would you call on the name of the Lord and be saved today?